So this is a project, Michelle, isn't it, that spanned 2 years in order to try and save the pub from eventual closure.
Yeah, and of course it's ongoing because we're in a bit of a hiatus at the moment. We don't know what's going to happen to the Star and Garter because, of course, they're redeveloping Manchester Piccadilly Railway Station, and that is all part of the redevelopment plans. So we don't know, will it be redeveloped here? What will happen? We'll find out a bit more about that from Andy, the landlord. But yes, I have actually played here at the Star and Garter. I'm very happy to say, very fortunate.
Hey, well done.
In fact, the last occasion was just 9 days ago.
Are you on this documentary?
No, I'm going to try and get myself a spot.
And did, Alec,
did the audience both enjoy it?
Oh, and the dog as well, yeah. The two men and the dog, yeah.
So you were last there 9 days ago?
9 days ago, I was on the stage upstairs playing with my band as part of a metal all-dayer. The Manchester Metal Collective held a day of bands.
Wicked.
There were about seven or eight different bands.
Fantastic.
And yeah, so we were jumping around on the stage, and I've actually played here about three or four times, and it is a fantastic venue.
Proper
it's
showbiz.
Great atmosphere.
And the blokes
yeah.
that you're with, have they recognised you without your makeup on and your gig outfit?
I think they're pretending they're not to because they're obviously just a little bit in awe of me, you know, because I'm such a celeb, aren't I? Not.
You'll be signing the walls before you leave.
Oh, the walls are fantastic here. Lots of music memorabilia. We've got pictures of Morrissey and Smiths, because of course this is the home of the Smiths Disco, and it is just such an atmospheric place with the wonderful stone coloured tile floor. You've got the button studded leather seats, all the dark ebony wood, and upstairs from the bar downstairs of course is the music venue. As I said this morning, with me is Andy Martin, the landlord, who's been here for how many years, Andy?
20.
What is happening then, Andy, with the Star and Garter? Because for the last 18 months, 2 years we've been here, it's closing down, it's closing down. What's happening?
Well, it started 8 years ago, 2009, when there was a proposal to make Mayfield the Whitehall of the North, and we knew that wasn't going to happen. The government changed, obviously, that got scrapped, and then Network Rail then announced this idea to put two platforms on Piccadilly. And when that was approved, when it was funded, the Mayfield thing suddenly popped up again. So then there was two developments, but where Network Rail were concerned, they said if and when it does happen, you'll have to close for 2, possibly 3 years for the duration. So I'd have to move out, everything, you know, everything would end. So then we'd either have to sell or there'd be a compulsory purchase, because we can't close a business for 3 years and then 3 years later just pop up again like nothing happened. There's also the fact that I've always said, if you leave this building for 3 years without maintaining it, then it will fall down anyway.
It's such an old building, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, you're always fighting the building. Yeah. Scaffolding will go up sometime this week, so we can do the gutters at the front.
So you're doing running repairs all the time because of simply the age of it?
Oh, yeah, it's like living in a sieve. Seriously. You know, but you do it for the love of the building.
So you're still waiting at the moment to find out whether there'll be a compulsory purchase, whether you'll be asked to move out. You still really don't know?
We don't know. I don't think Network Rail now. Mayfield is happening, and there's a company, you and I, who were looking after that, who were brilliant. They've been really good, because they've kept us in the loop as much as they can. Network Rail, there was a big thing on the website, on their website, that had a video in it, you know, and what they're going to do with Oxford Road and what they're going to do with Fairfield Street. That's gone. I think Alec got told they couldn't use that in the documentary.
So, I mean, we're still waiting to hear from Network Rail what will happen. But in the meantime, Alec, who you've just mentioned there, Alec Heron, has been putting together a film over the last 2 years of what, Alec?
Of this place, of its story, of the story of a regeneration of a city and its effect on culture, of the story of Andy and his personal life too, and his professional life, and the story of the last truly independent music venue in Manchester. It's complete freehold. The people live here.
And a lot of people have been mentioning how they've been to gigs here at the Star and Garter. But it's not just only gigs. People, groups, organisations have met here, and it's been part of their history, isn't it?
So the other day, a chap I know from the Bagley rail station campaign, I'm from Bagley, he says he remembered the Star because he used to have union meetings here in the 80s. I mean, Andy can tell you all about what happened, you know, all the different things that have gone on here. But it's you know, we've been to a mental health charity night here. There's been different bits of filming going on. It's when you see it, it's because it's more than just a plain venue. It's a real piece of Mancunian history, buildings like this don't really exist in many other places. So it's very, very unique.
And you've got this Kickstarter campaign going on because you need the money to fund the music licenses, because, of course, it's full of music, your film, and you need the permission and the licenses to do that. So how much are you aiming for and how much have you got?
We're going for 2,500. We've got 12 more days to reach that. If you Google Kickstarter, the Staringata, it'll come up. We're on 2,050. So we're quite a way there. And in one day, the amount doubled, and then we've kind of slowed down again. So that's to cover music licenses. We can't tell the story, particularly the Smiths and Morrissey Disco, which is world famous, by the way. People come here every month from all over the world, and then once a year you have the Moz Army meets, where, I mean, I was here the other weekend and you had a Mexican Morrissey cover band, Smiths cover band, I should say. People came from California to watch it. People came from... Yeah. It's called the Sweet and Tender Hooligans. Jose Maldonado is the lead singer.
Oh, excellent. Alec, just to be clear, you're raising money to pay for the licenses, as you've said, and possibly get the film into festivals, but you're not making money out of it yourselves, are you?
No, we're losing money.
Yeah.
And I think that's in theme with the music. I think that's in line with music venues in Manchester throughout the years anyway.
Yeah, but it's a labour of love. It's not a commercial venture. You just want support so that this can be there for posterity.
We're all young local-based filmmakers who are doing this because we love the venue and because we love making films and because we love the city.
Yeah.
And it's a story that needs to be told.